K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Hello there. I am Joe Riddle. This is One-on-One with a Professional. And right now we have Dr. Kerry Williams in studio to talk about Med Club. And I'm kind of excited about this because I am on the cusp of not having health insurance and looking for health insurance. And so I know there are a lot of people out there. We also have Judy Lankford, who works with Dr. Williams here in the studio, to answer questions here, and I'm going to go through this as a newbie. First of all, welcome to K1. Good to have you back again.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Judy. How are you?
Good.
A smiling face. She's already on, and she's on, Dr. Williams, and she's not even nervous. Look at her. A little bit nervous. All right. Well, I'm glad you're here today because I am one of those people that off of insurance but looking to get insurance, and I have heard of Med Club. So let's start with the basics, if we can, Dr. Williams. Explain to me, what is Med Club?
Med Club is a different kind of practice model that does not take health insurance. What it does, it's a monthly membership, like a gym membership, that you pay for my time. So you're paying for that doctor's time, and that includes the basic primary care functions that a primary care physician would do. Annual physicals, acute illnesses, sore throats, sinus infections, women's annual exams, and in the office, we also offer discounted labs and medications. But what's so different about this is that flat monthly fee takes a lot of our administrative cost, our overhead cost out, which what I'm talking about is billing, coding, and collections. And that can eat up as much as 60% of the total overhead.
Wow.
And so when you take that cost out by not taking insurance, you don't have to have the staff or all the extra computer programs and things that it necessitates, and allows us to lower the cost for primary care services.
So someone looks at this and says, okay, so I'm not buying insurance, is that right?
No, that's not right. This is primary care only.
Okay, for primary care.
And what we recommend is that you have a high deductible insurance for those catastrophic events.
Mm-hmm.
You need an operation or you've had an automobile accident. So unforeseen things.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as 85% of the common things, health concerns for Americans, can be taken care of by a primary care doctor.
Right.
One of the main questions people ask, well, why would I want to pay my deductible and pay you? Well, there's a lot of caveats to us. You have access after hours to me. As a member, you get a phone number to call for emergencies. And may I give an example of something that
Please.
Happened last weekend?
Yeah.
I have a rancher. He was feeling pretty bad. I'd seen him earlier in the week and he got to feeling worse. He'd had a tick bite. On Sunday afternoon, I saw him and sent him to the hospital to get some labs that I knew could get done quickly. And by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, one of his labs was acutely wrong.
Mm.
I contacted the hospital. We admitted him. By the time he got to the hospital for admission, all of his records were sitting there. I'd put them together. All of his labs, all of his past history were sitting there together. He did not have to go to the emergency room. He was a direct admit to the hospital.
Mm. Wow.
And throughout his stay, I was able to coordinate with the hospitalist the history I knew of this gentleman. Also, having that history and knowing that patient, I could say things with confidence about him. Like, I knew he wasn't a crybaby.
Right.
I knew he was sick because I'd had that long-term relationship with him. And when you come down to it and you're really sick, you'd pay extra.
Oh, absolutely.
You'd pay extra not to sit in that ER
mm-hmm.
and be exposed to all those germs, listening to everything that's going on in the ER.
And the weight, too.
Oh, my.
And the cost involved. There's a cost involved, and it's sitting in an ER.
A huge cost.
Absolutely. So he bypassed that completely.
Yes.
Okay.
So that just that bypass, that one-step bypass, paid for several years of his membership.
Right, right. Okay, so we're talking about becoming a member of Med Club, and so we talk a little bit. That's one of the ways how Med Club is different. Can you think of some other things that how Med Club is different for the customer, for your patients?
Well, the accessibility. We do our best to have same day, next day appointments. And in the United States, the average time that a primary care doctor spends with a patient is 5 to 7 minutes.
That long, huh? Last time I was at the doctor, I don't think it was that long even.
How do you explain complicated disease processes and medications to that patient? Our average is about a half hour, and that's my face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, there are a lot of people who they take their health very seriously. There are some who don't, who just, they go right along with the flow of whatever is happening in an office is what they take. But for people who are information seekers and they want to know the details, I would imagine this is perfect for somebody like
this
that.
This is perfect. And to my surprise, when I opened the practice, I have a large number of Medicare patients. Because with age, we don't get more healthy. We get less healthy and more complicated. And we take more medicines. They need time.
Right.
Because once you've explained it to them, it takes a lot of the fear out of that disease process.
Absolutely.
And that, even though they may have great insurance, and most of my patients do have insurance, and my Medicare patients have secondary insurances. Mm-hmm. They want that time. They want the explanation. They want to be able to call me for an emergency.
And call you in the evening or call you on the weekend, like
but
you just said.
For the emergencies, I don't, there's only one of me.
Right, right.
And so.
You can't be on call 24/7, I realize that.
But that's where it really counts.
Okay. Is,
and being able to be accessible. Because to get an appointment with a primary care physician in this town is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy does a great job working people around and making sure that they can get an appointment.
Good morning, K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. I'm Joe Riddle, and we are talking about Med Club of Bartlesville with Dr. Carrie Williams this morning. And I wanted to ask you, you know, there are people who they need a specialist. And a lot of times you go to see a specialist, you want to get in to see a specialist. And to get that specialist, Dr. Williams, you have to have a referral.
You do. And depending upon their insurance.
Right.
And so Judy and I, we make the appropriate phone calls and file the appropriate paperwork for that.
Now, when someone calls, Judy, what process are they going to go through when they make the phone call to the office? What do you do with them when they make the phone call? What is your process?
I usually have Atlas up at that time, which is our electronic medical record stuff. And I just ask them what day they want to come in or what time.
And when people call in, how long, Dr. Williams mentioned the wait time. It's not very long, but...
No, sometimes they can be seen within the hour.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because at our office, it's much different than other offices. If my parking lot is full, that means I'm not doing something right.
Yeah.
Because through this, because we have not signed contracts with Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance like Blue Cross Blue Shield or Aetna, someone like that, we do not have to follow their rules. So a lot of our care is done online, via text, via email, and we can take care of a lot of things before it turns into a huge problem.
Okay.
And that's where Judy's an expert at warding off those problems. She knows the people. She knows the crybabies that call and the non-crybabies.
Well, I will tell you, when I'm sick, I am a crybaby, but you're talking about a different kind of crybaby.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, right. I got you.
And for instance, also, I want you there sooner than later. I had a lady that I saw 12 times in 1 month. She did not pay extra. She was an elderly lady. She had pneumonia. She refused to go to the hospital. So out of the goodness of her family's heart, they brought her in. And I saw her often and made sure she stayed on track.
Mm-hmm. And on a situation like that, you have to, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a hands-on, figuratively speaking, you've got to see them to be there to do that.
Yes, but she paid no extra.
Right, that's the point.
For my time, she didn't pay an extra copay.
So why does Med Club not take health insurance?
Judy?
Because of those administrative overhead costs, we've almost eliminated those. So we don't have the billing, coding, or collections that we have to do for Medicare, Medicaid, or third-party private insurance companies.
You had mentioned it's kind of like joining a gym, a monthly fee for a gym. This is kind of, in a way, I mean, this is health maintenance, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
Big time, that's what Med Club is, isn't it? I mean, it's health maintenance for your body and body, mind, and soul, really, I would imagine. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. We're talking with Dr. Kerry Williams. We're talking about Med Club here and what it is and what it isn't. What would you, if you answer this question, what Med Club isn't, what it's not? What is Med Club? You'd say, it's not this.
It's not a specialty clinic.
Okay.
It is a primary care physician clinic that provides primary care, your basic primary care needs. And we will refer you on to specialists as you need them.
Mm-hmm.
But basic things like if you need an EKG, but we're not mm-hmm. a cardiologist.
Right.
We will take care of acute pain, but we do not take care of chronic pain.
Right. Okay. All right. That makes sense. Now, what about you'd given me a list of a few questions here to kind of prep me just a little bit. But question number 4 on a sheet here says, can I cancel my membership and rejoin later? That's an interesting question.
Yes.
You can.
There is a 30-day grace period, and that allows you time to find a different physician, and you still are covered during that time for emergencies only.
If you give written notice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And then, depending on the discretion, my discretion, so you,
right.
to be quite honest, and Judy's, because
right.
this is a team.
Sure.
Most likely you can come back.
Okay. If they were a good enough patient and all of that, if you want them back, right? Well, let me ask you this. Med Club, how did that get started? How did you get involved in that? How did that process happen for you?
In 2016, I completed my Master's of Healthcare Administration. I went back to get extra business training to make a desperate attempt to understand our healthcare system. The more I learned, the less I liked. And remember, that was an election year,
right.
and it looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman by the name of Josh Umber, a physician up in Wichita, Kansas, had started this type of practice, direct primary care, as a membership type based practice. And I was reading about it through researching another paper and came upon it. And I've been to Josh's practice. They have 5 physicians in Wichita and looking for the 6th one now.
Wow.
And this is growing leaps and bounds. In the United States at this point, we have over 1,000, almost 1,100 direct primary care practices.
So, Med Club, somebody is interested. Let's give them that phone number again and where they can go online to find out more. All right, are you ready, Judy? You
yes,
smile
I am.
With a big, tell them with a smile and a big burst of gusto.
It's 918-214-8200, and you can go online at medclub.clinic.
There you go.
And we're conveniently located on Highway 75. Across the street from the mall. Another landmark would be McAllister's, across the street
right.
from McAllister's. Our address is 2301 Southeast Washington Boulevard.
You're on the west side
of
Highway 75, Washington Boulevard.
Exactly.
Right there on the corner.
Yes.
Easy
right
to
on
find.
The corner.
Easy to find. All right. Dr. Williams, I appreciate your time. If anyone has a question, you can contact me here at the station. Obviously, they can call you. But
absolutely.
Somebody might be listening, and they can either reach us through our Facebook page, or they can just call me here, and I will take note of it, and we will ask it again next time you are on.
Thank you.
One-on-one with a professional. We appreciate
your
time
much.
Today.
Yep.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.